independence or?
Tomorrow. I'm a little late. Okay. Lena, okay, we're learning Gemara Sanhedrin this year, Talmud Bavli. We're on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in the middle of Akasha, the Rebbe Kivega tells you to look up in the Turi Yevin on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara here, Lamed Amud Aleph, has a machlokes hatanoim in the case of Dini Mominus. Do the Edom have to testify Turk the deeper of each other? It did in the Fashas, it would appear that they all agree that they have to testify Turk the deeper of each other, maybe even Knas. The Sivir says maybe they also agree they have to testify Turk the deeper of each other. Mominus, it's a machlokes hatanoim between Rav Nosson and the Tanakhama. Rav Nosson says, Zeh boha yom amei, v'chaver boha mochor amei. And Tanakhama says, no, they have to testify tech de dibra of each other. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's the nekudas ha-machlokes? This is five lines from the bottom of the Amud, on Lamed Amud Aleph. What do you mean ke'echod? Tech de dibra of each other. I'm not a nightmare. I'm not a disagree. Sham and dwab shazah. Yom, shalach el amachar, sham and dwab. So the Gemara says, but my comment for Ligi, Iboy say Masvar. What is that? Mar Savar, Tarakama holds, Erechad ki also, the Shvua also, the Mamayna lo yasi. Erechad, the Halacha says, Erechad is only good for Shvua, it's not good for Mamayna. The Erechad comes today, the other Erechad comes tomorrow, so the Erechad came today, is only good for Shvua. You can't turn it around tomorrow when the other Erechad comes, you're going to turn it around and say, you're going to be in Tzarf yesterday's Erechad, but today's Erechad. No, yesterday the Erechad came, it was only good for Shvua. What does that mean? So Rebbe Kivega returned in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Gimel on the base, who poses a problem, and it could be that that's what the Gemara means to say. There's a din of Eidashi Yati Yochel Azima. You're not allowed to accept Eidashi Yati Yochel Azima. So yesterday someone pointed out that Rambam has a Loshin Eidashi Yati Yochel Azima. It's not acceptable Bedin and Nefoshes. What did he add on two words? Bedin and Nefoshes sounds like Bedin and Mamun Eidashi Yati Yochel Azima is acceptable. Where did he come off to make the distinction? So the Shach and Choshe Mishpat has two interpretations of the Rambam. We learned on the first daf in the Masichta that Minatoira Echadin Mamas, that's the next daf, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The parak begins, Minatoira Echadin Mamas, Echadin Nefoshes, both require Drisha V'Chakira. Shinema Yish Mishpatech Yolachem. And then the Gemara says that Midirabbanon, they did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira. Because you'll be Noel Delis Bifnei Lov, going to remember the Zman and the Mokam. It's a mazel that they remember the Reuven and the Thalal, supposed to remember when he borrowed the money, what the date was and what the location was. So people won't want to lend any money if you're going to leave it on the din deraisa that you need Rishu Achir. So the Rabbanon is did away. If the Edom don't need Rishu Achir, you don't have to say with this man and the Mokam. So it's always, by definition, it's going to be Eidish Yati Ochel Azima. Azam is the same, Man Hayisim and Mokam Plan. You were in a different place on that day. How can you testify that you borrowed the money in New York? You were in Philadelphia that Sunday morning. You weren't even here. So the Rabbanon, once you did away with the need for Rishu Achir, so of course, you don't require Eidish Yati Ochel Azima. That's part of that Takana de Rabbanon. Hefke Bezna Hefke. They changed a lot of dinim mid the Rabbanon in the era of dinim amnes, all based on that koyach of Hefke Bezna Hefke. So some achrenim learned that that's what the Rambam meant. Once they did away with the need for Drish Vachakira, so then the Rambam writes, you only need Drish Vachakira. You only need Eidish Yati Ochel Azima, only required in dinim nefosh. Amnes you don't need. Now the achrenim say no, that the Rambam meant that on the level of the Raisa, the need for Eidish Yati Ochel Azima is only in the Foshas and never applied to Mamanus in the first place. Which poses a problem. We already went through this, but we may as well go through again because the Gemara is going to pick it up again. The Mishnah is going to say later that there's a difference between Bedikas and Rish V'Hakira. If the Edim, the Bezin asks him, how much money did he borrow? When did he borrow it? What city was he in? So on the level of the Raisa, they have to know Zman and Malkam. If the Edim say any Adaya in Zman and Malkam, so on the level of the Raisa, it's not acceptable. What if he says any Adaya, let's say, and didn't fashes? Let's say didn't fashes, he still needs Rishon HaKira. They never changed it over there. So let's say the Edom, in the case of Dina Nefashis, the Bezim will ask him, when did he do the murder? And where was he when he did the murder? So if the Edom say, ain't he there? So it's not acceptable. But if the Bezim will ask him a detail, what color suit, was he wearing a sweater, was he wearing a jacket, was he wearing a tie, what color tie, and so on, that's bedikas. The Gemara is going to call that bedikas. Special din the fashis, and you need bedikas. And din mamnitz, you don't need bedikas. We're going to see the Gemara soon. And the fashis, you need bedikas. So if the Edom contradict each other in bedikas, then you throw them out. Then you don't accept it. But the Edom say, ain't it damn bedikas, so then you do accept it. So the Gemara asks, Michdi, both, everything was learned after the Pesukim in Chumash. Bedikas is learned out from the word in the Pasuk, V'hini at Sheker, et Sheker, Rani B'ochim. Bedikas is learned out from the word V'hini emes nochen hadover. So the word nochen is a reference to bedikas. So that you need the seven drishes, Be'ezam, Zman, and Be'ezam Ochim. That's learned out from the fact that the word V'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev says in one parsha, then you have another parsha that says two words of asking, interrogating, then another parsha says another two words. The Gemara adds them all up, three and two is seven. So that's how we establish the din that you need seven chakiras. And that's, we put together all the cases on the parshas, and then you have mishpatech yolachem, so men atari need all the seven questions, even in dinim amnes. So there's a mokar chumash for the seven questions of zman and mokam, the chakiras. And there's a makar chumash, hini amas nochen hadovah. Nochen means that mechuvanim, that's no contradiction between the edim. So the Gemara asks the question, they're both min haTorah. You learn out from Sukkim that you need bedikas, that you need, this is in the middle of Mem Aleph on the base, right in the middle. So the Gemara asks the question, how come any day is acceptable by dikas? And how come any day is not acceptable by Jewish Mechakir? Michti Idivi Yididir, I see, they both learned after Sukkim that you need bedikas and you need Jewish Mechakir. How come any of them bedikas is good, any of them chakiras is no good? So he said, so the Amora answers, there's no comparison between the two cases. If he's going to say any of them in the Zman HaMakom, it's going to be Eidashi Yata Yochal Azim. It's going to be say any of them in the bedikas, it won't pose a problem. You can be Mazim him. He said, the Zman HaMakom. So that's what the Gemara answers. So the Mishnah, beginning of Sanhedrin, is talking about the case of Dini Mammon. It's not talking about a case, not necessarily talking about a case of Dini Nefashis. And it says that still any Adaya in Zman HaMakom is not acceptable. The Gemara says the reason why, because Eidu Shiat Yochal Azima. So how can you say Pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says Eidu Shiat Yochal Azima is not acceptable by Dini Nefashis, that he's saying Adin Min HaTorah. That Min HaTorah, Eidu Shiat Yochal Azima only poses a problem by Nefashis, doesn't pose a problem by Mammon. So then it should come out that any idea by Zman HaMakom should be acceptable by Mammonis. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that it's not so. Not acceptable if he says any idea by Zman HaMakom. So that's what the Beis Halevi has a tshuva, he talks about this. So he explains, let's say a person comes to Bezin and he says, they're discussing a murder. So the guy gets up and he says, I don't know anything about anything. I heard there's a din Torah. I heard there's a murder case. I want to see what's going on. So you have to puzzle any idea. He says, I don't know anything about anything. I don't know what happened. I just came to see. Any idea, he didn't say Haggadah Seders. So the Gemara means to say over here, Ma bein bedikas lahakiras. Michti idi v'yidi beraisa ninu. Why is it that any idea by Drisha v'Hakira is possible because it's considered as if he never gave a Haggadah Seders. As if the Haggadah Seders never got off the ground. Malsheni kein in Bedikas, any day is good. So the Gemara says, since Drisha v'Hakira can possibly lead up to Hazama, that's why we declare that the Zman HaMakom is considered an integral part of the Haggadah Seders. And if he says any day, it's considered Kilo Heit Klal. If he says, I don't know anything about anything. How do you know that this is clearly what the Rambam understood? Because the Gemara says later on the Daf, if you have three Edim, and two of the Edim give this Zman HaMakom, and one of the Edim says any Adaya, so is there an issue of Edushim of Nimtzeach Mehem Korav Apostle? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that There's a machlokes hatanoim where they say nemsech mekarva posel only by nefashos of by mom and also they had it on daf tes and the first parak machlokes hatanoim lishne in makas in the first parak and makas we had it in the first parak in Sanhedrin. So the simple reading of the Gemara here is that if you would hold like Rabbi Akiva, the makish lo shel shnayim, if nimtzeh ed min ha'edim korva pasul edus kulam b'teilo, so if two edim would say the zman ha'mokim and one ed would say any aden the zman ha'mokim, the Mishnah seems to say that it's good. The Gemara says k'man d'loy k'Rabbi Akiva. That's around 13 lines from the top of mem aleph from the base. The line ends with the two words k'man d'loy, and the next line begins with the words k'Rabbi Akiva. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. The simple reading of the Gemara: if you have three edim, and two of them gave the full Hagodah Seidus, and one of them said any day in this man amokim, so he's posulated. So it's nimsech men edim karva posulated kulam b'teilo. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva that there's a din of karva posul. And he still quotes the din in the Mishnah. So how did the Rama read the Gemara, the command of Loike Rebbe Akiva? I think the Lech Mishnah is on the Rama. Isn't the Rama against the Gemara? So apparently the Rama read the Gemara, command of Loike Rebbe Akiva means it has nothing to do with the Rebbe Akiva. Even though we accept that's not the usual translation of the phrase, like on Ardaf, on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when Bezin completes their discussion, they bring them back in. So the Gemara says, they bring whom back in? They bring the two Edom back in. That originally the Edom testified because he wanted to make the Rishu v'chakira. If the second Edom is going to be present, when we're going to interrogate the first Edom, he's going to say the same thing that the first Edom said. So there's no Rishu v'chakira over here. So of course there won't be any contradiction. So the Rishu v'chakira is Zeshaloi b'fnei Zeh. And then it says, Gomra Sadova machnisim oisam. The simple reading is, we bring the Edom back in again. We have them testify over again because indeed Edus should be made to Chedidi Barbichal. So the Gemara says, Command Aloy, Kireb Nosim. It's against the Tan Rab Nosim. Nosim says, Zeh Bahayam Meid, Vechaber Bala Mochamed. It doesn't mean it has nothing to do with Rab Nosim. It's exactly the same topic as Rab Nosim. Command Aloy, Kireb Nosim. It's against Rab Nosim. So here also, the simple translation, this expression appears many times in Shas. Command Aloy, the Mishnah goes against Rabbi Akiva. The Makkah Shlosha Lishnaim, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says in the first parak in Makkah, that if you have three Edom in Imtzech, and Mehedim Korab Apostle, Edom Kunim Betelo, so he would say here, if you have three Edom, two of them said all the information, no contradictions, and the third one says any Edom, and there's Mana Makkahim, so that's called Nimtzech, Mehedim Korab Apostle, Edom Kunim Betelo. But the Rambam writes not so. So the Rambam apparently must have read a different girsa, or whatever. He read the Gemara, Commander, look at Rabbi Akiva, has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Why has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva? But the one who said any of that is not acceptable. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. No, not that he's not acceptable. He never got off the ground. Like three people come into Bezin, two of them give a Haggadah Seder, then the Bezin asks the third, okay, stand up, what do you have to say? I don't know anything about the whole case. So that's not, and it happens that he's a Apostle of Eid. So that's called Dimtze Echad Men Eid. He says, I don't know anything about anything. So he's not an Eid. So even if he gives all the information, but he says any aden is mana makom, that's considered kila lohed. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Michti idi biidi deraisa, bedikas is learned out from the phrase nochain, and drish b'chakir is learned out from the nine expressions. But the rashta b'chakarta b'shalta heite v'yad up all the seven places, all the three parshas where it has seven lashonis that you need seven questions. The zayin chakiris. So they're both deraisa. So why is it in one case any day is no good, one case any day is good? So Gemara says, the questions on the Zman HaMokim are considered an integral part of the Haggadah Seder. Why? Because that can lead up to Hazama. Not that it's possible because of Eidu Shiat Yochalazim. Eidu Shiat Yochalazim could be it's kosher by Mom and it's Minat Torah. But if he says any day Zman HaMokim is no good Minat Torah. I mean, the Rabbanon, it is good. You don't have to know the Zman HaMokim. But Minat Torah, for sure, it's no good if he says any day. So the Gemara says, since that can lead up to Hazama, that's considered integral to the Haggadah Seder. And just like he says, any day, I don't know anything about the case, even he says, any day in this Zman HaMokim, that's like Kila Lohed Klal. So it's not called Nimtzeh Echad Men Edim Korav Apostle. He never gave a Haggadah Seder at all. But since Bedikas cannot lead up to Hazama, so that, it doesn't bother me. Any day doesn't possible. It's not considered Chosa B'Gufa Shaladis. But if he says the Edim, an Eid, or Edim, say any of them, Zman HaMokim, It's not acceptable, not because Eidus Yat Yochel Hazem, it's not because it's considered Chasa B'Gufa Shal Eidus, Kilo La Eid Kalal.
According to this, what is
Eidus Yat Yochel Hazema?
How would you define it?
Eidus Yat Yochel Hazema is a different din. It means if the nature of the case is such that even if we'll be mazim the Eidim, we won't be able to punish them. So there's nothing to serve as a deterrent that they shouldn't lie. They shouldn't tell a lie. So that was the Gemara, Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, that we discussed yesterday. The Gemara had a machlek, Zabiyasi, Rabbi Yudna Chachamim, what's the role of Hasra? Do you say Chavit Tzorech Hasra, Chavit Eren Tzorech Hasra? So the wheat paskin, like the Chachamim, even Chavit Tzorech Hasra, even a Tamachacham needs Hasra, even though he or she just gave a shiur in Hilchot Shabbos, and they said today is Shabbos, and they give a weekly shiur on Shabbos, they go ahead, they do the malacha that they just gave a shiur on. So we paskin, you still need Hasra to Kadevim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says no. And by the Chavim we know he knows that it's us. So there's no need for Hasra. So the Gemara asked Akasha if the din would be like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, the Chaver in a tzarach Hasra, so Isha Chaver also in a tzarach Hasra. Ishva Kosev Isha Liish, the din might say. So men and women need Hasra under normal circumstances, and if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, Chaver in a tzarach Hasra, Isha Chaver also in a tzvicha Hasra. So if Adam will testify that Eishes Hish was Mizana, how can Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah say we give her the death penalty? Because you don't need Hasra, but you only give Kasha Zaman punishment if it's Kasha Zaman Lasas Liachiv, if we can read the minds of the Adam and we know that that's what they had in mind. But if they're coming to say a story that the woman was Mizana, so if they say, and we gave a Hasra, don't do this Aver because you're going to get the death penalty, so obviously that's what they had in mind. They were angling to give it the death penalty. But if you're going to tell me Chavera, Isha Chavera, ain't it Tzricha Hasra? So they say, the woman was an Eishes Ish and she was Mizan. So that has two different, that's relevant in two different areas of Halacha. Number one, if she's an Isha Chavera, she'll get the death penalty. Number two, she'll be Asur Al Baila, Asoit Asur Al Baila. So how can you give her the death penalty? Her Eidim Ha'edu Shiyat Yochel Hazim, because if you'll be Mazim them, they can always say Lo Israel by Laban. That's the Gemara's kasha. They can say Lo Israel by Laban. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to that case, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, he will not say that she gets the death penalty. Only if it's already Boil Sheni. She's already Asur al Baila. So the Edom obviously, and everybody in the neighborhood knows she's getting divorced because she was already Mizana the first time. So these Edom are coming, obviously, to give her the death penalty. Not Asur al Baila. It's already Boil Sheni, the Gemara says.
If you don't ask what?
If you don't need Hasra, you don't need Yater Atzma Lemisa either. Correct. We pass in La Locha that even Chavit Tzarech Hasra, so not only they need Hasra, there's a din you need Yater Atzma Lemisa as well.
You say Chavit's more than knowledge. It's the
union of Afapi too. Right. You don't need what we call Yater Atzma Lemisa. Right. Malkus is a Machloikus in the Meiri. Is there a din? The Gemara only has a Pasuk by Misa that you need Yater Atzma Lemisa. Adam have to. Someone has to give Asura. It doesn't have to be Adam. One time a whole Adam have to give Asura. We pass can anybody gives Asura is good. And then the person who's doing the Aver has to be Yater Atzma Lemisa. So that's a machlokes the Meiri quotes. Is that required even by Malkus also? The guy says, I'll be happy. Give me the Malkus. I don't care. I'll be happy to get the Malkus. Is that only needed by Misa for some reason or another? Because the Bezin has to declare him as a Gabra Ketila with the Gemara Din. So you can only declare him as a Gabra Ketila if he's Atar Atzma Lemisa. Malkus, you don't need it. Oh no, that's a Shir and Mezid. So the Shir and Mezid is the same by Misa and by Malkus. Not only they need Hasra, you have to have Kabbalas Hasra. Kabbalas are not okay. Okay is not enough. He has to be Atar Atzma Lemisa. He said, I'll be happy. Give me the Misa. Atar Atzma Lemisa. Yeah.
Chaim says that they don't need a Zman on a Shtar because Zman is a din in Kabbalah Seidus based on the Rambam. So, but if we're saying, basically saying that it's din in the Aedus, that they don't shame Aedus unless you have Zman and Markum, so then why is the Marduk Chaim just say it's a din in Kabbalah Seidus? It should be din in the Aedus itself.
No, Bezin doesn't begin to be Mekabbalah Seidus unless they do B'darash Tov, B'chakar Tov, B'shal Tov. It's speaking about the Bezin's role, not about the Aed. Okay.
Right, but on the Shtar, how could the Aedus on the Shtar be good if there's no Zman? I mean, according to the Beis Halevi, if I would get up in a basin, I would say no Zman. You would say this guy's not an Aed, he's just a wandering, you know, person.
Because Bez Nahaka, according to Rav Chaim, you'll reword it. Bez Nahaka, not right to me, Mekabalei in the first place. So it doesn't get off the ground. There never was a Kabbalah Seder. But in Shtar, you don't need a Bezin to be Mekabalei. So the Yedim say on their own. Rav Chaim had the Chiddush that you don't need Zman HaMokim in the Shtar.
Basically, okay. He's coming from the other side, though. He's saying even in the Agada Seders, even not even Kabbalah or Agada, but even the Edus itself is not called the Edus if it's just parts of a story.
I don't know. You don't necessarily have to say that it's a contradiction. I don't think it's necessary. You can just say basically, amen. It doesn't get off ground. The Bezin shouldn't be Mekabal, such Edus. They have no right to be Mekabal Edus before the Darashta V'Chakarta. So it's not called Nimzech Menedim Karba Posse. It had no right to mean Bekabal the third Edus.
So it's really Shem Edus, but it's just not Kal.
Okay. It's not Miskabel. It can't be Miskabel. So you see from that Gemara, Dafim Aleph and Aleph, an interesting Kiddush that you can only give Kasha Zaman if you can read the minds of the Edom. You have to know that that's what they had in mind. Normally, of course, that's what they had in mind. They came and they said, the man murdered the other guy, and we warned him, don't murder him. We're going to give you the death penalty. So obviously they were angling to give him the death penalty. Or they said, he smashed into the other guy's car and the hefzer was $5,000. So obviously they want to make him pay $5,000. So you don't have to be a psychologist to read his mind to know that the Edom were angling to make him pay $5,000. That's what they said. He has to pay the other guy $5,000. But you have in this case, when the Edom are made that an Eshes Ish Zinson, she's an Isha Chaver, and they never said there was Hasroa. So we don't know, did they really have in mind to give her the death penalty? Maybe they only had a Milo Israel Bailabon. So you can't punish Kasha Zamam unless you know for sure that that's what they had in mind. And since Yocholim Lo Milo Israel Bailabonu, so therefore there's no Kasha Zamam and it'll be Yedush Yati Yochel Hazim. So that's what the Turi Evin asks Akasha and Rosh Hashanah, yes, on this Gemara, that's a Rebbe Kevega's Mitzayim. If an Eidecha comes today and says Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Then another Eidecha comes tomorrow. We don't know when the Eidecha comes today. We don't know if they're in cahoots with each other. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. So if the Eidecha came today and he said Reuven owes $1,000, and then later on an Eidecha will come tomorrow and it will be Mazen both and will make them both pay the $1,000, they'll split it up. He'll pay $500, he'll pay Mishal Shem Imamen. He'll pay $500, he'll pay $500. So the Turi Evin asked Akasha, how do you have the right to make the one who testified first? How can you make him pay $500? He can say l'chay v'shua basi. I didn't mean I was a mean person. I gave Eid a sheker, but I thought the guy's going to swear that he doesn't owe the money. I know he doesn't owe the money, so I thought he's going to swear. I just wanted to annoy him. Religious Jews don't like to swear even if it's emes. So here the president is going to make him swear. He's going to put his hand on a Bible, and akitas chayfet to shvo deraisem, and he's going to swear shvo seidecho to be makhesh liyeh. So I didn't really intend to make him pay money. I didn't know that another raid is going to come tomorrow. I just wanted to annoy him. He should have to swear a shvud deraisa. So that's the Turi Evin's kasha. How can we accept la halacha the din? Like Rav Nosson, the Tana Rav Nosson, Zeh Ba Yama made, Chaver Bola Mocher made, the one who came the first day can taino lachay v'shvud basi. The one who came the second day also, unless we know that he knows that the person already testified yesterday. He can come and say, I don't know anything about what happened yesterday.
Same thing as even Tochtidei Dibur, you say.
Well, if they testify Tochtidei Dibur, that means that obviously...
No, he testified first as Eidechot.
But he can always back out.
He can back out. But so now you're saying that if he's Shtika, he's Mechayim.
Right. When he hears the second one testifying the same thing and he knows that it's not true, so then he's obviously intending lahafsida mamet, so he can back out. If he doesn't back out, tech the dibur of the hagod of the second aid, so that's obviously lachayba mamet. Correct? Lachayba mamet, person. That's the kasha of the Turiyah. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said a teretz, he said, that gemara mem aleph and mem aleph that says, tech shechadam laimela oisrael bai labanu, doesn't mean that we have to judge psychologically, read his mind, what did the Edom have in mind. We have to creep into his mind. Sometimes it's obvious what he had in mind, sometimes not so obvious. So if it's not so obvious that that's what he had in mind, you have no right to punish Kasha Zom. Now Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that's not what it means. He thought that Kach Nemar Halacha, if you have one Haggadah that has within it two Edoyas, the A tells one story, Eshes Ish Zinso. And that's really two different Edios. It's an Edios that the Isha Asur Al Bailo, Eshes Ish Zinso Al Bailo. And then it's also an Edios that she's Chayevis Misa. So whenever there's one Haggadah that contains within it two different Eidoyos, so the Gemara says the halacha is that you only give a kasha zamam on the kal. You don't give a kasha zamam on the chomer. Why not? I don't know. Why not? You can taste it. Why should you say like that? But that's, he thought that's what the din in the Gemara means. So when our Gemara says, what are you going to say? That the Haggadah, when the Eid Echad comes the first day, he says, Reuven, Shimon, $1,000. It's one Haggadah that contains two different Eidoyas. No, it's one Haggadah, one Eidus. Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon. What will a Bezin do with this Haggadah? So if there'll be another raid, they'll make Reuven pay the $1,000. If there won't be another raid, they'll just make Reuven swear on a Sefer Torah. Ashur ben Akitas Chafetz. That's what will Bezin do with it. So if the din is on them Aleph and Aleph, if the Pshat in the Gemara was the way the Turi Yevon understood, the Eidim Zemim in Kentina, that's not what we had in mind. You only can punish them Kasha Zamam if it's obvious that that's what they had in mind. So then the Turi Yevon has a Kasha. How do you know that the Eid Echad who came first had in mind L'chai B'mam and maybe just had in mind to annoy the fellow L'chai B'shua Basi? The Ramash Soloveitchik said he doesn't think that's correct. Ramam writes Eid Leinim Zemim Mishkoga Eidim Zemim Achayiv even B'shoigeg. He writes up strange reason, Lefishayim Bar Meisen. The Rabbi asks, he doesn't know what he's talking about. What about Megadef? It's also Ayim Bar Meisen. What are you going to tell me? Megadef doesn't need Hasra? Apele Dika Rama. The Rama says, Eidim Zememim don't need Hasra. That's a Gemara in Eilon Iris, the third parak in Ksubis. The Gemara gives a different reason why. The Gemara says, Eidim Zememim don't need Hasra. We discussed it, that there seemed to be Arbo Tzrichim Hachroza. We had the Gemara later, Pechas, there are four people that Bezin has to publicize in advance and giving him the death penalty. They have to try to publicize to as wide a population as possible that they're giving the death penalty. So who are the four who need Achrozen? So one is Eid Zaymim, one is the Mesis, and who is the third one? Ben Sera More, who's the fourth one? No. Eid Zaymim is one of the four, yeah.
But who?
Zaka Mamre is one of them. Right. So what do all four have in common? So we pointed out, Rashi seems to hold that all four don't need Hasra. Tosi disagrees with the Rashi. Tosi disagrees with Rashi. But Rashi seems to hold that all four don't need Hasra. Why? You only need Hasra if the person is being punished for the Aver that he did, a punishment to Shab, he did an Aver. Here, these people need Hachrozeh. The death penalty that they get is what the Mishnah calls Al Shem Sofo, to serve as a deterrent for others. V'hanisharim yishmu v'yiro. So whenever the Einish Misa that they get, Sachid, if you give the Einish Misa to serve as a deterrent, Chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro, to serve as a deterrent, so then Rashi seems to learn anymore that you don't need Hasra. So that could be what the Rambam says. The Rambam writes, Ein leidim zemimim shgogo, they don't need Hasra. Hasroz lahavchem b'sheigig lemezid. So he says, Eidim zamim b'sheigig are also chayiv misa. He writes a reason lefi she'im bo maisa. What do you mean, ein bo maisa? So the rabbi asks, Megadef is also ein bo maisa. Whenever you do the aveir, I dey dibur. The Gemara has in the beginning a krisis, a machlokes hatanoim. If one is Megadef es Hashem b'sheigig, he didn't know there's an aveir. Is there an oinish kores? You only bring a chatos if you do an aver b'shoigig, which if you would have violated the aver b'mezid, it would have been chorus. Kol shav zara chorus, ishigigos a chatos. If a person worships Abud Zara, that's b'teirish psukim, that there's chorus. What if a person is megadef as Hashem? Is there chorus over there? So there is a pasuk, as Hashem hu megadef in ichrus on nev shehi mi Yisrael. So it sounds like one who's megadef is chayv chorus. So one time it says, no, that pasuk doesn't mean that. That pasuk is talking about one who worships Abud Zara b'teh. He's worshiping Abba. You have no pasuk that says that there's Koris by Megadef. Now, on the assumption that there is Koris by Megadef, if a person will meet Megadef b'shogeg, he didn't know that it's an Avera. So would it be Chayv Achatos? If he decides to ever do Tshuva, would it be Chayv Achatos or not? So the Mishnah says, Alav Shem O'Maisa, there's no Chatos. Just like Alav Shem O'Maisa, there's no Malkus, so Alav Shem O'Maisa, there's no Chiyav Chatos. I said just like, that's not necessarily just like, there's a Ramban and the Malchamas later on in the Masechta where the Ramban shows that there are two different types of dinim. The definition of Ein Bo Maisa by Chatos and the definition of Ein Bo Maisa by Malkus are not necessarily the same. They learned that from two totally different psukim, and it could be that the nature of the din is also different. But on the books there is such a halacha that a lav she'ein bo maisa, there's no Chatos. Because it's only Chatos if the person did a Maisa. So the Rabbi asked, the Gemara refers to Megadef as Ein Bo Maisa. So would the Rambam come to tell me that the Megadef does need Hasra? Because the Rambam said, Eidem Zem Lim Shkogol Efi Shein Bo Maisa. They don't need Hasra. Even B'shoigim B'chayz because Ein Chayv Misa, because Ein Bo Maisa. So Megadef, the Gemara calls also Ein Bo Maisa. He's just putting together the Gemara with the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, whenever it's Ein Bo Maisa, Yechayv B'shoigim. So what are you going to say that by Megadef, you don't need Hasra? That's impossible. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, the Rambam will, with a straight face, he writes, the Rambam will say that Megadef also doesn't need Hasra. So the Pasha Pshat, that doesn't make any sense. Why should you say that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa doesn't need Hasra? Maybe what the Rambam meant to say was, Lefi Shein Bo Maisa, the Onesh Veidim Zaymimim, is Al Shem HaOsid. You need, that's one of the four people who need Hachraza. The Onesh Veidim Zaymimim, Chol Yisrael Yishmeiro. Hanisharim Yishma V'yiro. That's to serve as a deterrent for other people. Maybe that's what the Rama means. The only time you need a Hasra is if the Oynish is L'sha'avar. He did an Avera and he needs a punishment. So you only give the punishment if you can ascertain the Avera was violated. Amazed. And when is that? You need Hasra with Yater Atzma. Kabbalah's Hasra. Yater Atzma L'misa. But by Eidim Zaynimim, L'fishem B'maisa, the Oynish is not L'sha'avar. The Oynish is to serve as a deterrent. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. So you have to look, does the Rambam say it by all the four? Rashi sounds like he says by all the four who need Achraza, that all four don't need Asra. The Rambam says, Beferish not so. The Rambam argues with Rashi about Ben Soramur. Ben Soramur is one of the four. But Soramur, the Mishnah says, he's Derag al Shem Sofo. Means it's not, he didn't do an Avera that was sufficient that he should deserve the death penalty. Al Shem Sofo means a different. What's going to be with him? What's going to be with him? But so the Mishnah says by Ben Sora Mora, Umasrim Boy. So there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam how to read the Chazanish points out. But you don't need the Chazanish. There's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam Meferish. So Rashi said Rashi sounds like he's saying that Ben Sora Mora never needs any Hasra. What does it mean in Mishnah? Masrim Boy? No, the parents have to give him Tochacha. The parents give him Tochacha. If the parents never gave the Git Tochacha, they say means we gave him tochach and he didn't listen. If the parents never gave any tochach, so the whole parsha doesn't fit. They have to say have to give tochach Musa. So Rashi says that's what it means. But the Ben Saramar doesn't never needs hasra. The Rambam writes not so. Umasrim boy means in order to give him the malchus the first time he steals money from the parents and he eats with it. A chevra of gangsters, so they give him malchus, achil b'shoyin, achil shnei, they give him the death penalty. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, Masrim Bo, and he writes, you give him asra like anybody else that gets malchus. You always have to have asra. So the Rambam is beferish against Rashi. That's what the Chazanish points out. Machlek is Rashi in the Rambam.
Maybe the Rambam holds, like I pointed out before, that Eidim Zaymimim, because of the seer of the two Eidim, even b'shtika is mechuyev Ein Bo Maisa. Different than all other
various. Could be, okay. Ramam sometimes is talking about every case of Eidim. You're telling me one special case.
But of course, that.
Okay.
That means the Klal of Eidim.
Could be.
Could be.
It's Chai Misa because of the Shtikim. And the second eight test, the first gate doesn't back out. So it's literally Eidim Bo Maisa. Because of the shtika. That's a harifas dikam shah. It's a harifas, okay.
Just to clarify what Rabbi was saying, to answer Moshe Soloveitchik's answer, that when the aid comes and testifies, when the aid by Mammon, he's testifying for the Mammon. So why can't we assume he's just testifying for the shul?
He said, what did he say? He said, Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon. He didn't say two different things. When an aid says an eshu zinsa, so he could. You could end off the sentence in two. Eish zish zinsa, and therefore she's asur al baila, which is true. Eish zish zinsa, and therefore she's chayev es misa, which is true. If he would have said, Eish zish was zinsa, and we warned her, don't be mazana because we're going to give you the death penalty. So that line only has one mashmoes, to give the death penalty. So in a normal case, if she's not an isha chavera, again say maybe they had something else in mind. What do they mean? What do they have in mind when they said that line? But if she's an isha chavera, they don't say begeva hasra. They'll just say the woman was married, she had an affair with someone else. So that could be considered a Haggadah Seydis for Lois, or Baal could be considered a Haggadah Seydis L'chayv HaMisa. So whenever you have a Haggadah that contains two different Eidiyos, So then the halacha in the Gemara is that you give the kasha zamim on the kal, not on the chomer. But there is no requirement to try to figure out what did the guy have in mind. So here, maybe that's what the Gemara says. Aidim, an aid testifies that someone owes money, he's only saying one thing, the guy owes money. The question is, what's Bezdin going to do with it? To what extent will Bezdin accept his agada seder? So if he's only an aid echad, at the end of the day, he's only left as an aid echad, then the maximum they'll do is make the guy swear. Shuas aid echad on a sefer term. If another aid will come, so they won't make him swear. The shvur is not going to pat to him, they'll make him pay the money. That's to what extent will Bezdin function based on the Haggadah Seder's book. What's contained in the Haggadah Seder? There's only one Haggadah, the Reuven or Shimon, $1,000. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that was the Teretz. So one could say that that was how you read. The Gemara says, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? The Maikon Befligi, here, four lines from the bottom of Laman Marav. The Maikon Befligi, what's the Machalik's Tanakame and Reb Nosson? Iboy Seme Svara, Mar Sovar. Tanakame holds, Erech Kiosi Leshvua Asi, Lemamayna Loyasi. What does it mean? So maybe it means, like the Turi Evans said, it's Eidashiat Yochal Azima is not acceptable. This Gemara holds, Eidashiat Yochal Azima is not acceptable, Lemaman Asida. Beferish, Eidush Yatioch Lazima is not acceptable in Mammon Esida. The Edoch, and what does Robinson think? So he thinks, it sounds like Edoch also agrees Eidush Yatioch Lazima is good, is no good in Mammon Esida. This Gemara seems to contradict those who say, according to the Rambam, that it's a Dimin HaTorah, that Eidush Yatioch Lazima is only possible in the Foshes, is a Dimin HaTorah. This Gemara seems to contradict it. Yeah.
How can you ever say the Shavua? He's only going to take a Shavua if either you're lying or you're that confident that he's going to take a Shavua Shek.
Not a Shavua Shek. I know I'm lying. I'm giving Eid a Sheker. Here the Turi Evan is asking, isn't it going to be Eid a Sheiyat Yochel Hazim because he's going to be Mazim Deid Echad, it came first. He can taina. I didn't think he's ever going to have to pay. I thought the guy was going to swear because he knows that this story never happened. I just wanted to irritate him a little bit. Usually he leads a peaceful life. He doesn't have to swear anything. And now we schlepped him to Bez. We're going to make him swear. But I never intended to make him pay any money. I thought I'm the only Eid Echad. Another Eid Echad is not going to come. And the guy's going to swear that he doesn't owe the money because he taka doesn't owe the money. I gave Eid a Sheker. So the Turi Evan asks, why isn't it considered Eidush Yatioch Lazima? So I think that's what he said. That's the first Madama. Mar Savar, Eidecha Ki Asa Leshvua Asi, Lemamayna Layasi, that is called Eidush Yatioch Lazima. Eidush Yatioch Lazima is not acceptable among us. And then the other Madama, but we don't pass like the first one. How can we accept? We say that it is good? So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik thought, that the reason why we say it is good is there is no such halacha that the Eidim can taina la Israel b'alabana. It doesn't matter what they say. Like the Rambam says, ein leidim zayim mishkaga lefishem b'maisa. They don't have to have any hasra. We don't have to psychologize. We don't have to figure out what did they have in mind. What were they planning? It doesn't matter what they were planning. But that Gemara Mem Aleph says it didn't. Whenever there's Haggadah Seder that contains two different Eidios, it's an Eidus on A and Eidus on B. So you only give the Kasha Zamam on the cow, you don't give kasha zamim on the chum. But over here, the Gemara says, "V'idach, why Reb Nosson disagree with the Tanakama?" Eidechod only says one thing. It says Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon. He didn't say two different things. It's not the Haggadah that contains two different Eidos. It contains one Haggadah with one Eidos. To what extent will Bezna act upon the Eidos? So if it's only Eidechod, they'll only be Mechayv Shvuah. There are two Eidos, one Mechayv Mamon. But the Taina Lechayv Shvuah Basi doesn't help. There is no such requirement that you only give kasha zamam if we read his mind and we think that that's what he had in mind. The Rambam says, they don't have to have any hasra. Even if they gave the Eid Sheker b'shegeg, they didn't realize what's going to be the result. They still get the punishment kasha zamam. That was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. So we left the question off yesterday. What do you mean, kach nemar halacha, that whenever Eidim give a haggadah seder, and it contains the one Haggadah, it contains two different Eidoyas, they say, Eishes Ish Zinsa, has relevance La Oisra Baila, and has relevance La Chayvan Isa, so you only give the Kasha Zamam on the lesser of the two. Mehechetesa, why should you give on the lesser? Why don't you say, Mishin is Chayv Shtem Isa, Nid Machamura? Let's say a person did two Averis. Made a gemar din on this, a gemar din on that. So you give him the more chamadika one. So why should you say over here you give him the less chamadika? Give him the more chamadika punishment by the kasha zama.
Doesn't the gemara discuss when somebody is masim the eden of like an aron masa or badiranis, like if you pay get misa and you pay the mammon and like mammon lazev and parshas lazev, that the gemara discusses that the eden of paying both of them.
Yeah.
And don't just pay one.
Yeah, the first parent we learned it, yeah. If the mammon and the nefashos are to the same person, then you give them the einish achomer. You only give them the einish misa, you don't make them pay the mammon. If the mammon and the nefashos are to do different people, then the Gemara said you don't apply kam levi the rabbinate by edim zadim. That was in the first parent. That is correct.
That's against
it. It's against this. It's against this. Why should you say such a din? So the thesis on the first daf in Makkos raises a suffix regarding this Mishnah here. There's a Mishnah Peites Amud Aleph, the last Mishnah in Perek Asiri, the last line in the last Mishnah. Kol ha-muzamim Eidim zamimim arovas magdimim la'oysa misa chutz mizamim baskoin ha-boyalam. You have a series of Mishnahs here. Elohein ha-niskolim, Elohein ha-ne-harogim, Elohein ha-nechnokim, Elohein ha-nisrofim. Fine. Then you have Bait Elohein ha-goylin, you have Elohein ha-loikin. That's what the Ramban writes in the Melchamas in one place, that Makkos is a Hemshech of Sanhedrin. It's one big Masilah with 14 prokim. Here there are 11 prokim, and Makkos has 3 prokim, so it's one big Masilah, the Elohein ha-loikin. Elohein ha-goylin is a Hemshech of Elohein ha-nechnokim, the Elohein ha-nisrofim, and so on. So the Mishnah tells you who's chayv skila sreifa herakhanik. Then it says edim zaymimim. What are they chayv? We can't put them in here, there, there, or there. Sometimes the chayv skila, sometimes the chayv chenik, sometimes sreifa, sometimes herak. So the Mishnah ends off. The last Mishnah says kolam muzamim. Whenever you have edim hu ahuzmo magdimim liyosam misa. We give them the punishment, whatever the punishment they were trying to give the other person. That's what we give them, except for one case that you don't give the same. If you have a baskain who's married, so she's an ishes, ishes insa. So if she's a naira hamurasa, so the punishment is skila, so we pass in skila hamura misrefa. So if she's a baskain naira hamurasa, then you give a skila, then you don't give srefa. If she's an isua, and a baskain isua, and an ishes, ishes, isua, she's insa, is chayv chenek, and a baskain is supposed to be chayv srefa, so srefa is mochama than chenek. So if the Edim testified that this Baskoyin Shezinsa was an Isua when she was Mizana, so because she's a Baskoyin, so the Torah says, he ba'esh tisarv, she gets Refa. So the Tanoim Darshan from the word he, it's an extra word, he ba'esh tisarv, he Refa, bein boil of Isrefa, the boil only gets Chenek, he bisrefa, bein zomimeho bisrefa. The Edim who are Mazmahar don't get Refa. So the Loshana Mishnah is, kola muzamim, Edim shehuzmu, magdimim li'oysa misa. You don't say Edim Zamimim belong in Elohein Haskalah in Anasrafim. They belong, it all depends. Whatever the punishment they were trying to give to the other, that's what they get. Except for Zamimim Baskoin and Boyalah, if they're made on the Baskoin and the Boyal, then we give her only the Oinish of the, we give the Edim Zamimim, the Edim Zamimim Wahuzmu. So you don't give them Srefa, you give them Chenek. So Tosus in the first daf in Makkos, the Gemara Makkos quotes this Mishnah. First daf in Makkos. So the Tosfos on the first daf in Makkos raises the suffix: is this true that the Edim Zamimim get chenek instead of Sreifa? Is that true only if they were made on both the Baskoin Shezinsa and on the Boil? So the Boil they were trying to give chenek because she's in a Sua. So instead of giving the Edim, and they were trying to give her Sreifa. So it's a toss-up. The wahuzmu, should we give them sreifa? Should we give them chenek? So the Mishnah says you give it the less of the two. You only give the edim zaymimim the chenek, you don't give the sreifa. That's what it means. But what if it would be a case they say the girl was a baskoyin, she was mizana, we don't know who the man is. We don't know who the other man is. So they say she was mizana with a boy who was before bar mitzvah. So the boy is not chayv any punishment. So they're only testifying on the baskoyin that she's b'sreifa. So maybe the only time chutz mizamim bebaskoyin uboyalo, only if they were made on both, on the baskoyin and on the boyal. And the Haggadah Seiris contain two parts, that there's a sreifa for the baskoyin and a chenek for the boyal. So maybe only in that case would you give the edim zamimim the lesser of the two. Maybe if they're only made on the baskoyin, maybe then they would get Sreifa.
Isn't it because of the Gzeiras Kasuv of Hiba Sreifa?
Yeah, so the Gemara says he b'sreifa vein boila b'sreifa. Then the Gemara says another pasuk. How do you know to darshan two things? He b'sreifa vein zavnehu b'sreifa. So the Gemara says because you have another pasuk. Asis mla kasheram lasis la'ochi v'lo lachoso. What do you mean la'ochi v'lo lachoso? If they testify that a woman owes $1,000 and their husband, they don't pay $1,000 to the woman. They testify a woman is machal Shabbos and she deserves skila. So you don't have usually hishva kasev ishli ish. The dinim are the same. By men and women, the dinim are the same. So the Gemara says, "Kashazam lasaloche v'lo lachoso." If the edim zaymim were made on a brother and on two people, a man and a woman, and the baskayin and the boyol, so instead of giving the edim zaymim the punishment that they deserve, the sreifa that they tried to give her, the sreifa. So you say, "Kashazam lasaloche v'lo lachoso." So that sheds light on the word he. He is not only excluding Hebeloi, and Bayaloi, it even excludes Hebeloi Zamimeho. But like this, if you wouldn't have Biochev Lalachos, he would have said he only goes Hebeloi Bayaloi. He wouldn't say Hebeloi Zamimeho. So Tosfos on the first daf in Makkos, Mesupik, there is Mesupik. Maybe this din, Chutz Mizamimei Baskoina Bayaloi, only applies when they were made on both together. So that could be the mocker for this idea. Is that the mocker for this idea that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said? When the Gemara says "Mitoch shechol malam lo yisra bayla banu," so he said it doesn't mean that we're reading their mind. The Rambam says "Eidim zamim don't need hasra because ein leim zamim mishkagel lefishem b'mais." Even if it's pshegig, they still get kashizam. So what does the Gemara say? We have to read their mind. "Mitoch shechol malam lo yisra bayla banu." The Rosh Halavetz, he doesn't think that's what it means. We don't have to read their mind. It doesn't matter what they had in mind. The Gemara is just assuming halacha. Whenever the Haggadah Seder contains two. It's what two. I only give the kasha zamim on the kal, not on the chom. So maybe this is the mocker. Maybe this loche v'lalachos. Maybe that's the mocker. So we said yesterday that the Shagasari has a sefer on makas that's called Gvuras Ari. So the Gvuras Ari, he rips apart that opinion in Taisus. Says there can't be two opinions. There are two opinions in Taisus. But he says one is 100% dead wrong. He says because you only give kasha zamim if it's nigmar din apim. It's a mission in the first parak in Makkos. And the Gemara says, it can be gomadin of two different people on the same day, unless it's the same Aveira and the same Oynish. So the Gemara says, Baskoina Boyalo, Mamish, they did the Aveira together, but since she gets Sreif and he gets Chenek, so you can't make the two gomadins on the same day. So one of them will be Nigmadina, the other one will not be Nigmadina. So it's not that you have a toss-up. Should we give the kashazamam of the boil or the kashazamam of the isha? One of them is Nigmadina, one of them is not Nigmadina. The case is impossible. You never have a case where it was Nigmadina on both of them, and now we're clearing which kashazamam should we give. It can't be Nigmadina on both of them. It's going to be Nigmadina on one or the other. So he says, there are no such. That's not the pshat in the pasuk. There are no such din. Din is beferish. Even if they're only made on the baskoin, they don't know who the boil is. The boil is before bar mitzvah, so he's not going to get high misa. That's the halacha. The edim zamim never get the kasha zamim of sreifa. Even if they're only made on her, they weren't made on the boil at all, they're going to be punished with chenek. So it can't be that that's the mocker. Yeah.
Tosfos on an alacha mevei says like the gvuras ari makos in the masi la'achiv.
Okay. Nun aleph on the base liochi lo lachos etema he v'loy bayalo yeshlam di'i mehi luchud al habim matin zamim emshum debin kasha zamam kamash v'lan loochi v'lo lachos avim yihosim hamin hanmir heche demidim nami alaboy made on both. So now they have the additional pasuk. That's right, beferish. So that was one opinion in the re, right? This the last line is going to the one opinion in the re, right? So the Gvuras Ari says that it's impossible to be otherwise because you can't be gomadin of two different misas on the same day. Why can't you be gomadin of two different misas on the same day? Where is that din? That's a mem vavam and aleph. Mem vavam and aleph. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. Ein donim shnayim b'yomecha. Take a look. There's a Mishnah mem hei on the base. The last line is only one Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah, Mem Hem Beis. Ein donim shnayim b'yomecha. In Donim Shnaim Diyam Echad. So the Gemara says it depends. You can't judge two people. One person was Baalei Shishish and one person was Mechal Shabbos. The Bezna has to concentrate. They're not supposed to decide then in the first mass production. So if one was Mechal Shabbos, one was Baalei Shishish, it shouldn't be done both at the same day. What if they were both Baalei Shishish? What if it's the man and the woman? The Eishishish with the boil. So that's Mamish Baberachas. So Machlokes of Rishon, Baberachas means a few people will boil Eishishish, or the man and the woman who are Mazana together. That's Machlokes Rashi and the Ram, what it means. So it's Baberachas, then you can be done on the same day, because it's not so complicated to concentrate. We're talking about the same case, Mamish. The man was Mazana with the woman. But the Gemara says, if it's Shtei Mises, like Srefas Baskoyen, or Boyalo, as I make the Baskoyen of Boyalo, the line begins with the word of Boyalo over here. It's around the 20, right in the middle of the Amud. Amen Vav Amud Aleph. The line begins with the word of Boyalo. So Rav Chisda says, "In Donim Shnayim B'Yomecher Afila Noyef and Noyefes." Even if they did the Avera together, that's Bavera Achas. The Gemara says, "But it's B'Shtei Mises. B'Shtei Mises, then not." So why is Shtei Mises not? So it's interesting that Tziv has a comment on this in his commentary on the Shilkas. He says, if you look in the Tosefta in the Goyim, it says on the right-hand margin, on Mem Vav and Aleph, the marker of this Brisa is a Tosefta in the Goyim. Tosefta in the Goyim puts it in a scheme, is part of the Halacha of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You're not supposed to do Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So if they're both going to be, if it's Avera Achas and Misa Achas, they're both going to get Skila. Naira Hamarasa Shazin, the Naira and the Ba are both going to get Skila. So it's one mitzvah of Skila. If they're both going to be Chayv Chenek, she's in the Suah. So that's one mitzvah of Chenek. But if one is going, she's going to be Chayv Sreif and he's going to be Chayv Chenek, because she's a Baskan, she's Zitza in the Suah. So the boil is Chayv Chenek and she's Chayv Sreifa. So the Netziv says that the Tosefta seems to be assuming, like the Rambam, that the four different mitzvahs, the Rambam counts as four different mitzvahs, Skila, Sreifa, Erech, Chenek. And the Rambam disagrees. He thinks that it should all be one big mitzvah. V'yata Rami Kebecha. You should give Misa to the people who deserve Misa. The Rambam is coming to disagree with the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, which was the Sefer HaMitzvahs from the days of the Goinim. So the Halachas Gedolos counts every single Misa as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah to give Skila to Mechal Shabbos, mitzvah to give skila to the Boal Naira Hamarasa, mitzvah to give skila to the Obed Abedazara, mitzvah to give skila to the Megadev. Every single case of skila is another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah. Every case of Sreif, every case of Chenek, every case of Saif. Mitzvah to give Saif to the Ritzech, mitzvah to give Saif to the Anshiir and Idachas. Every case that the Torah says you give an Einish Misa is another mitzvah, another mitzvah, so many mitzvahs. So the Rama makes fun of the Ba'ag. He says there are 200, I think, what does he say? The 207 people to get Malkus. So you're going to count it as 207 mitzvahs. To give Malkus to the one who eats chazit, to give Malkus to the one who eats, who wears shatnas, to give Malkus to the one who does maloch an yond. Every person is chai Malkus. There are reish zayin people. The Rambam gives his man chazar. The 207 averis that you get Malkus. It's not counted as 207 mitzvahs. So the Ramban says that's not a kash. There's one cloud by Malkus. If whoever violates an aver that's similar to Lasach's Moshe Bedisha, gets Malkus. So that's a Tzara Shova. All the people that deserve Malkus get Malkus. That's one mitzvah. But by Misa, there is no Tzara Shova. There is no klal. That's what the Gemara says. Ein Onshin Min Adin. You can't establish based on a Kal V'chaimer that someone else is Chayv Misa, because we don't have any system. We don't have any way to tie them all up. You can't see how Tzara Shova Shabbat. We don't know any Tzara Shova. So that's why the Bahag thinks that skila for the Mechal Shabbos is one mitzvah, and skila for the Mishkav Zoch is another mitzvah, and skila for the Obed Abedazar is another mitzvah, and skila for the Megadev is another mitzvah. Each skila is another mitzvah. The Rama thinks that there are four mitzvahs, skila, Sveit, Erech, Chenek. The Ramban thinks Ramban defended the Bahag from the Rambam's kasha, but he personally thinks that they're both wrong. He personally thinks that it's only one mitzvah, V'yata Ramik Yebech. Yeah, where did he get that from? So he quoted the Gemara from the last parak in Chulin. The Gemara says in the last parak in Chulin, the first daf in Shiloh HaKan. So the Gemara says if there's a shor shahorag, so it's a mitzvah to give skilo, so you have to go fulfill the mitzvah. Biata rami kibecha. So the Gemara says the mitzvah biata rami kibecha. So Ramban says there you have it. So the Megillah Esther says, no, that Gemara is saying a different thing. The mitzvah to give skila to the Sharan Iskal, that's the mitzvah to give skila. That's one of the four. Skila spread to Harikhanik. The Ataramik Edbecha is a different mitzvah. The mitzvah to give skila, that's on the Bezdin, on the Eidim. Bezdin should see to it that all in his column got skila. The Ataramik Edbecha is a din on the Tzibur. They shouldn't hide a criminal. If they know that the Shor deserves Misa, or the Shor that they know that an Adam deserves an Einish, they should bring it to Bezdin. The Ataramik Edbecha. So the Megillah Esther says that Gemara doesn't prove anything. That Gemara is a different mitzvah. The difficulty is that the Rambam didn't count that mitzvah. The Rambam should have counted four mitzvahs, Kilis Veif Erek, and then he should have counted a fifth mitzvah, the Yatar Rami Kebecha, a mitzvah on whoever knows, whoever is a criminal, to bring him to justice, to bring him to the court, that the Bezdin should give him a punishment. The Rambam never quoted that mitzvah. It's a good tekasha. Why they didn't quote? Because that's the context that the Gemara quotes it in. Okay, so this was the suggestion. Moshe Soloveitchik thought that that's the teretz to the Turi Evans Kasha. You can't say that it's Eidim Yati Ochel Azima, because the Eidim can tain alachai b'shvua basi, because La Yisrael by Labanu is not a taina that the Eidim advance a memalef and menalef on the assumption that you only give the punishment of Ashizamam when it's clear that that's what they had in mind. We don't have to analyze the Ramam is beferish. Eidim Zamimim don't hin asra. Even if they did b'shegig, they still get the punishment. Whatever the hesber for the Ram l'fishem bo ma'isa, whatever the hesber is. So the Gemara must mean something else. I'm in Malsa. What does it mean? So Mashal Veshik Torah Psanu Alocha. Whenever there's a Haggadah that contains two Edoyas, Isha Chaver is Insa. Is Eidus La Yisrael Baila Eidus La Chai B'Misa. So you only give the Eidus Kasha Zonam on the Kal. Veichetesa. That's a good call. Where do you get this din from? From thin air? So it can't be based on that day and Tesa. That day and Tesa is very difficult. Pashta says that day, like the Gvura Sari says, it doesn't exist. There is no such case. The Eidim, you're never holding by Nigma Hadin on both the Isha. The Baskan Shazinsa and the Boil. It's the Gemara said Beferish that the two Amen Vav, that the two different punishments. Vishtei Mises, even Noyev and Ephes, Vishtei Mises, Baskan or Boil, so you're not Dan B'yom Echad. So it can't be Nigmad, you only get Kashan with Nigmad Din.
If the Baal Din doesn't swear when the Eidach is Mechayatim, so he has to pay the Mammon, right? So how could the Eidach have Taina the Shvua Basi? Because really, the Shvua is just a way for the Baal Din to pater himself. But he is
Chayav
Mammon until he
fathers
himself.
That's why Moshe Soloveitchik tied it. We don't care what he had in mind. No, but the Turi Evans Kasha was that you only give the punishment of Kasha Zama if you think that's what the aide had in mind. Maybe the aide only had in mind to irritate the fellow. I want to annoy him. Let him swear. The story never happened. He doesn't owe the money, so let him swear. He's a religious person. He doesn't like to swear, so I want to annoy him. Let him swear that he doesn't owe the money. So that was the Turi Evans Kasha. Maybe the Eidim only had a mind to annoy him. They didn't think that it's going to come the day kach that anybody's going to pay any money.
What was Rabbi's Habermina to use Tosos as the possible source for Moshe? Tosos was assuming that based on a drasha that we could learn that they're going to be chayef chenek. So that would the fact that we have to use a drasha to understand that they're going to be chayev the lesser punishment.
You extrapolate from that drasha that whenever is la'achi v'la'choso, so you give the lesser of the two.
No, we have to have a drasha to tell you to give you the lesser one. So that means normally I would have think that we should not be giving him the normal one.
But what does the drasha tell you?
So only in this specific case.
That's the question. Maybe the drasha tells you whenever you have you extrapolate from there. Generalize it. Whenever you have a haggadah that contains two edoyos, so you give only the kasha zanam on the kal.
But why would we assume that that's the normal, that that's the standard?
Maybe that's what Gemara Me'amalf meant. The Gemara says Mitach Shechalim Leiman. The Rambam says Eilem Zayin Shkogel Efishem Bo Ma'isa. So what is the Gemara saying? They can tie their way out. What do I care what they had in mind? Eilem Zayin Mishkogel Yechai Misa anyway. So what does the Gemara say? They can tie it. The Gemara assumes La Halacha like that. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik said. The Gemara, the Rambam didn't think that that's what it meant in the Gemara. It means a new din. So where does the din come from? You have to have a pasuk. So I thought maybe that's the pasuk. Whenever you have a haggadah that has two ramifications, two parts to it, so you can only give the kasha zanam on the kal, not on the chomer.
There's no way to give hashra to the Eidim. that be careful what you say because you could become a Zanun or something like that?
The Beis Din, the Gemara says in Eila Nairis, the Beis Din has to be ma'aymim al ha'edim, the Lashon HaMishnah, ma'aymim al ha'edim. We tell them, look, we're dealing with human lives over here. Don't think it's a joke. According to what you're telling us, if you want us to give the death penalty to the guy, we're going to give him the death penalty. You sure you're telling the truth? They say, yes. So the Gemara says, but we don't require hasra to the edim tuch the dibur prior to the giving the Haggadah Seidus. We give them this pep talk, we give them the Musa Shmuas in advance. We don't give the Hasra Tech the Dibra immediately before they give the Haggadah. So that's what the Rambam quotes that Gemara, but the Rambam gave a different explanation. The Rambam gave Lefishayim Bo Maisa. So the Rambam says that's not what it said in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say Lefishayim Bo Maisa. Fine, so that's the machlokes. Mar Sovei Lech Kiyosi the Shvuhu Diyosam Noina Lo Yosi. What does it mean? So the Tur Yevin learns. It'll be Eir Shiyati Yochal Ahazima. Eir Shiyati Yochal Ahazima is no good ben Atur by Momin. Simple reading in the Gemara. It's no good by Momin. The Idoch and the other Tana, what does Rav Nosson think? Why isn't he agreed that it's Eir Shiyati Yochal Ahazima? Otu Kiyosu Behadi Hadadi Bechapum Komisadi. And if they're going to come together, not Zeh Bahiyamacha Ver Balamacha, they're going to come together. Do they testify simultaneously? Bechapum Komisadi? So they say together, no, Elam and Tzarfina, who one says after the other, Elam and Tzarfina, what's the problem? Let one give a Haggadah today, one a Haggadah tomorrow, and we'll be Mitzarfit together. I don't know, this line in the Gemara is very peladic. The way we usually assume that the whole Machloik is what you need Turkey de Dibur. But Haggadah say this only by Mominus. But by Nefashis, you do need Turkey de Dibur. So why don't you say the same argument? And if they're going to come together, they're going to sing mamish simultaneously in unison, like a choir singing together. No, he's going to give a Haggadah, he's going to give a Haggadah after him. So they're not going to be bevasachas anyway, so what do you care? What does it have to be Turkei Deiber? But the halacha is not so. And the Fashe says, it doesn't have to be Turkei Deiber. So what is the Gemara's second argument? V'idoch, and Rav Nosson holds, Hoti kiosi b'adad b'chalkum, elam et safin achanami. But in the Fashe, you don't say like that. I don't understand. I don't understand the argument. Maybe there's another Girsa. You should look in the Dig Duke Surf. Maybe there's, now they have online a new, they have every single Girsa under the sun from all the manuscripts. So we should check. Maybe there's another Girsa on the last line here, because the way it reads, it's very paladic. Yeah, so that was Iboisei Mesvara. Then Iboisei Mekura, maybe it's based on Xeris Hakosa. Fine. If it's based on Xeris HaKosu, what's the Xeris HaKosu? Is there a hekesh between the Haggadah Seidus and the Riyas HaMaisa? Aro yodem lo yagdim en osa avonah. So the im lo yagid is in the same pasuk, aro. So there's a machloikas, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha and the Tanakame, where they need Riyas HaMaisa together. Udikuliyam with the top line on Laman Amid Beis. Udikuliyam with the Tanakame and Rabbi Nosson both subscribe, both agree with the Tanakame. Nobody holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. Shimon ben Korcha holds that in Mamanis you don't even need Riyakachas. He can see one halva, he can see a different halva. They don't have to see. I'm looking out the window, there's only a little hole in the window. I'm looking out the window and I say, look what's going on here. And then the other one comes and he looks. We weren't looking at the same time. So Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha says that good Tanakama holds that it's no good. You need Riyakachas in Mamanis. And the Machlekes, Reb Nosson, and the Tanakam is, Hachabakushi, Agor, Liriya, come and flick. They say there's a Hekesh, because they're in the same Pasuk. Oro, Yodem, Lo Yagid, Ben Asabana. So it says, Oro, then it says, Lo Yagid. So usually if you have two things in the Pasuk, here it's almost one extra. Oro, O Yoda. Yoda means that they heard Ohidua Spaldin. Ro means that he saw the Riyas HaMaisa. Hachabakushi, Agor, Liriya, come and flick. Mar Sobar, Tanakam holds, Makshin, and Agor, Liriya. If you need Riyakachas, Tanakami, the Rebbe Shimon ben Korcha holds that you need Riyakachas, then you make a Hekesh to Haggadah, you need a Haggadah Kachas. The Mar Sovar! And Rabbi Nosson says, no, Loi Makshinon. You don't need Loi Makshinon Riyal Haggadah. Yeah, if you say it like that, so we paskin like Rebbe Shimon ben Korcha, you don't need Riyakachas. You don't need Riyakachas, so the whole Machlokes of Nosson and Chacham is irrelevant. Of course, the din is like Rabbi Nosson. The only reason that one can insist like the Tanakami of Rabbi Nosson that you need Haggadah Kachas is because Makshin and Haggadah Liriya, and you need Riyakachas. But once you say Halachi Reb Shemel Korcho, you don't need Riyakachas. Of course you don't need Haggadah Kachas. So that's what the Gemara tells the story. Reb Shimon ben Eliyakim wanted very much to give smicha to a certain individual, Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, and he wasn't in charge. He wanted Rabbi Yochanan to give him smicha. It never worked out. Every time he wanted to see to it that Rabbi Yochanan should give smicha, there was always something else coming up. Yomichad, one fine day, Rabbi Yosef Kamei, the Rabbi Yochanan, it was a shaila. They were sitting by Rabbi Yochanan. Amalahu, so Rabbi Yochanan throws out a question. Does anybody know that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Karcha or not? Amalahu, Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, this guy knows. Ask this man over here, Rabbi Shimon, ask Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Dein Yoda, he knows the answer. Amalahu, Lema, Tezog. So Rabbi Yochanan says to the young man, to say what's the din. Lema, what's Lema Ezu? What is Ezu? How do you translate the word Ezu?
Isn't it easy?
Is it then like Rabbi Shulman Karach like the Chachamim? Whom should we pass on like Ezu? Amalei, Sir Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim says to Rabbi Yechanan, if you want him to tell you his traditions, he knows something that you don't know, so first give him smicha. So he says, okay, he gives him smicha. Samche. Amalei b'nei amorli keitzot shamata. So what did he hear? So he says, kach shamaiti, moide Rabbi Shua ben Korcha le Rabbi Nosson. He says, I heard that Rabbi Shua ben Korcha agrees to Rabbi Nosson. So it didn't answer the question. He asked him, how do we paskan? Do we paskan like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? And he says, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha holds like Nosson, of course. Amos, Rabbi Yechanan said, Lodzeh Tzrachti. That's why I had to give the guy smicha and I had to hear this. It's a double push like that. Hashta ma'ikiriya bahari hadad amar Hashem b'karcha lo'binon. The whole mocker to insist like the Tanakama of Rabbi Nosson that you have to have Hagodah ka'achas is called makshina Hagodah l'riya. If you all like the Tanakama Rabbi Shua b'karcha, you need Riya ka'achas, then you have a machlek is Tanakama Rabbi Nosson where they need Hagodah ka'achas. But once you hold like Rabbi Yeshua b'karcha, then you don't need Riya ka'achas. You don't need Riya Kachas. Of course you don't need Hagada Kachas. So the question is, I gave him smicha by mistake. I only gave him smicha because I thought he's going to tell me something that's important to know. Yeah.
But since there are two paschim, the Gemara is saying he didn't meet out the, even if we're not working with him, with the Hekesh.
The what?
It's just the Svara that we're willing to accept it differently than
even
because otherwise, like you could say, he's teaching us that we go with the
Hekesh. Right. Sounds like this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan was assuming the second way that is based on Psukim. He by same Mikra. Sounds that you are right.
Why I'm saying why can't be that logically true even based on not based on the Psukim? I mean, just like that. It's just like. It's like a Svara that the.
Uh-huh.
That, but
Iker,
like, is that
the
Gemara? Like, Iker,
yeah, the Gemara seems to be working with the Psukim, that the only source to insist that you need Hagada Ka'achas is if you say Makshin and Hagada Liriya, and you insist like the Tanakama Rabbi Shimon Koch, then you need Riya Ka'achas. Once you say like Rabbi Shimon Koch, you don't even need Riya Ka'achas, then there's nothing to discuss by Hagada. Why not? You can still say, I don't know. So the Gemara seems to be ignoring the Svaras. They're just working with the Psukim. That the only source, that's Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume, the only source to insist the Hagada Ka'achas is based on the Hekesh to the Riyah, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon Karcha. So you don't need Riyah Ka'achas.
I don't understand it. Rabbi saying it wouldn't be, you couldn't just say it from logic that if we hold that they can even see it at different times, you couldn't just say from logic that certainly they can testify based in, because like, you know, the fact that they could see it at different times is like a huger, like a much bigger fetish. So certainly they could not, maybe something that's a bit of a star.
That's how the Gemara is assuming, yeah. That the requirement for Hagada Ka'achas can only be based on Xeris HaKosov of Makshina Hagada Liriya. So once you tell me that the Riyah doesn't have to be Ka'achas, of course the Hagada doesn't have to be Ka'achas. Mehecha Teisa. Why should you think that it does have to be Ka'achas? That's what the Gemara is assuming. You're saying, but we buy same as Svara, so the Svara can be unrelated to the Psukim. So this Gemara sounds like he's going with the Shita that it's only Xeris HaKosov. Yeah, so what happens? Rabbi Yechon was a little upset over here. This Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim conned him into giving smicha to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina. on the understanding that he has something very deep, very important to say over. And he said, over Dava Pashut, Rabbi Yochanan was not inspired by that. So the Shaila was, should we revoke this Smicha or not? So the Gemara says, Hovi Alisa lo Terit. All right, far from. Since I gave you already this Smicha, so we'll leave it like that. Rab Zeresh Maminov, and from this story we can infer the following halacha, Gavra, but keeping the Samach Samach. If he, there are two girsas here. One gear says Rabbi Yechana was a Gavra Rabbah, so he gave smicha even though the smicha was on the mistaken premises. The smicha was on the mistaken assumption that this Rabbi Yisrael Chanin is going to give him some information that no one else knows. He didn't reveal anything that was important at all. So if Rabbi Yechana, an important person, gives smicha even an error, so the smicha remains. The other gear says no, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin was a Gavra Rabbah. Even this tamech is tamech. If he gets smicha, even a little bit in error, the smicha is a valid smicha. Two gerses. It goes that the Gavra Rabbah was Rabbi Yochanan conferring the smicha, the Gavra Rabbah was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina who was receiving the smicha. Okay. Fine. Amar Abchei Barav and Amar Av, Halach Yer B'Shul Ben Korcha, Bein B'Karkoz, is Bein B'Metalpun. What do you mean, Halach Yer B'Shul Ben Korcha, that you don't need Riyak Achas? You don't, it's not necessary. Not only by karkoes. What do you mean by karkoes? The fellow is machzik in a karka, and then he admits in the presence of two edim, this house doesn't belong to me, I'm renting it from the markama, from the rightful owner. And then a month later, he's made in the presence of a different person, zeshulav ifnei zeh. So that's karkoes. So he's made in the presence of two witnesses, zeshulav ifnei zeh. The hoidah is exactly the same hoidah, that the house that I'm living in, I'm not entitled to a cheska sabbatim, because it's absolutely not my house. I'm renting it from someone else. Bein b'metalpelim, Rashi says, metalpelim doesn't mean if he couldn't. I say, this hat is not mine. I rented it from the store. No, metalpelim means a halvor. He's murdered that he owes $1,000 to Shimon. Then a year later, he's murdered that he owes $1,000 to Shimon. So it's not. He's not necessarily admitting the same $1,000. Maybe when he admitted last year he owes $1,000, that was because of a hezek that he did. Maybe today he admits that he owes him $1,000. Maybe it's because of a halvor. So he says it does make a difference. Even if the two haidos are exactly, we know that they're exactly on the same thing, that this bien belongs to the Marakama, the karka belongs to the Marakama, even though it's clearly on two different things. Ula Oma, Ula disagrees with Rabchia by Rav in the name of Rav. Ula thinks, Halachim Shu Ben Korch only be karka v'loi be metalpelim. The only paskan like him, haidoa achar haidoa, is acceptable. You don't need riyakachas, only in the case where we know that the both edim are talking about the exact same moment. But in metaltalim, whether he's murdered that he owes $1,000, maybe he was being murdered on two different amounts of $1,000. Maybe one was halva, one was a hesek, whatever, one was a mekach. So that's not good. Amalei Abai, so Abai tells Ulo, does that make sense? What you're saying, halacha mechalal de pligi, you're telling me that halacha is like a shemikarcha, only bikar koes. He disagrees with the Tanakama. Tanakama says you need Riyakachas. Shomalevi says no. If it's Bikarkoes, then you don't need Riyakachas, because everybody knows it's clear that the both eight echods are talking about the same karka. So Amalei Abai, Abai makes a comment to Ula. It doesn't make sense. Halacha Mechalal, the plea. You tell me the din is like Rabbi Ben Korcha in that case. You tell me that you're assuming that there is a machlokes, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon Korcha. How can it be? V'Omer Ababa, Omer Abuna, Omer Rav. Rav said, "Menach Chacham the Rabbi Shimon Korcha, the Eidus Karka. There never was a machlokes. There never was a machlokes. The only time there's a machlokes whether Ein Roim beVasachas. Only time there's a machlokes is beHalvoa, when they could be talking about two different things. But if it turns out at the end of the day the two Eid Echads are talking about the exact same thing." Edis Karka said that there never was a machlekes. So how can you tell me that the only time he passed like Rabbi Shimon Korcha is in that case Karka, the Chacham don't disagree with him. The two Eid Echads are saying the Hagodah Seder on the same thing. So who said that? That's what Rabbi Bar Huna Omar Rav. They quote the name of Rav. Then we have a Brisa that says the same. Itani Avini Bar Rovin Benizik Nebe Karna. Karna was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nosi. And he wrote like Toseftas, like Rabbi Rabboshi wrote what's known as a Tosefta, what we call a Tosefta. So the Nezik and the Bekarna, Karna was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nosi, and he wrote his own set of Toseftas, his own set of Brais. So he writes also the same. He said the same thing that Abba was Machlekes. So the Gemara asks, how can you tell me that the halacha is only like Rabbi Shimon Korchov Bikarka? No, Bikarka, the Chachamim don't disagree with him. There never was a machlekes. So the Gemara says, Gavra Gavra Karam, is myself a pli, myself a lipka. Machlekes samarai. Whether the Chachamim, the Rishim Korchov, disagree even by Karka or not by Karka, there never would be a machlekes. Okay, so machlekes amarim, gabra gabra karam. Kenes kastir, one amar and the other amar. But derech agav, till you get to that, so the Gemara quoted the memory of Nizik and the Beikar, and what does it say? That there were certain cases where the Chachamim would not disagree with Rav Shimon HaKarcha. Mar Chachamim, Rav Shimon HaKarcha, the Eidus B'chor, Be'edus Karka, Be'edus Chazok, Shebe Bein, Shebe Bas. What are the four cases? So Karka we know. The machzik and the karka was made in the presence of Eidecha today, that this karka is rented, it's not mine, that he's made in the presence of another Eidecha the next week, that the karka is not his, he's only renting. It really belongs to the Markham. So those two Eidechas are saying the exact same thing. So he claims, in Ezekiel the Bekar, he claims that there never was a machlekes there. What is Be'edus Bechor? That by Bechor, you don't have to have the two Eidim testifying. They don't have to have the same bria samais. What edus b'chor? So here is a question. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes a whole fantastic story. The din is that a b'chor behema toira b'zman shabes megus shayikayim was a korban. The farmer brings it to the beis hamikdash. The kohen is makir vin in the beis hamikdash. Yeah, the farmer can't just take the b'chor. Let's say the b'chor is born today, so he gives the b'chor. He doesn't want to spend money to feed it. B'chor is one of the 24 matans kuhuna. So the farmer can decide, at the end of the day, I'm not going to get this b'chor. The kohen is going to eat it. So let me give it to the kohen. Let him feed it. You can't be makrevit till yom hashmini. But I'm not going to get anything. So let me stick the kohen with you. So the Mishnah says, of course, you can't do that. The farmer has to first fatten out the animal for a month, I think, for 30 days. And then he gives it to the kohen. And then the kohen should bring it to the beis hamikdash, makrevit, and he can eat it. So the din, what he do with manazad is not based on mikdash. He can't be makir. But you have to wait till it gets a mum. What if it doesn't get a mum? Doesn't get a mum, so you can't shecht it. You're not allowed to make the mum yourself. If you matal mum, so there's a din. Lo sechel kol tayeva, kol shetiyafti lecha harehu bebal toichal. If you did something that you weren't allowed to do, namely to make a mum in the pchor, so you're not allowed to shecht the pchor based on that mum. Rashi and Chumash, I think, quotes that from the Sifrei. And that possible. So gives you the marshal, matal mum b'chor. So Taisus and Pcharis points out that example is only midrabban. That's not Taisus proves from the Gemara. Menatur, that's not included in kol shetiyavti l'cha. So what is included in kol shetiyavti l'cha? So the Gemara says in the end of kol abasa. For example, let's say the Torah says you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. So if you cook meat and milk together, that's kol shetiyavti l'cha harei b'batarcham. Because the Pasuk never says you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholov. It just says you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholov. But if you went ahead and you cooked it, kosher tiyafti v'cha harei b'vavtecho. So there's a Rashi on that Gemara, the end, towards the end of Perek, towards almost the very end of Perek Kol HaBasa. So Rashi says on that, then other Tanaim have other Mekoiris. How do you know that basa b'cholov is also b'achila? And how do you know it's also b'ano? We paskin, not all the Tanaim agree. Some Tanaim hold basa b'cholov is mutabano. We paskin also b'ano. So there's a famous drasha, one of the Tanaim says, it says three times, one goes on Bishul, one goes on Achila, one goes on Hanma. But most of the Tanaim don't agree to that. So some of the Tanaim say, the mocker for the Isra Achila is kol shit lo soch hol te'eva, kol shit haftil chareba batach. So it should make a difference, what's the mocker? What if a goy cooked the bas b'chol? So if the reason why it's also b'achila is because kol shit haftil chareba, so the goy did it. No avera was done. But if the makar for the din that basa b'chalav is also b'achila also b'ana, it's because it says three times, so one goes on the isa bishul, one goes on the isa achila, one goes on the isa ana, so it should even apply, even if a goy cooked the basa b'chalav. So Rashi and that Gemara writes not so. Rashi writes, therefore, even if a goy cooked it, and even if it fell in by itself, even if the milk leaked in by itself, the milk fell into the pot and it got cooked by itself. No one did any aver at all, or a cotton before bar mitzvah poured it in. So he didn't do any aver at all. It's still a violation kol shetiyavtecho. So Acharonim ask, how does Rashi say that if it's learned out from the pasuk kol shetiyavtecho, but he didn't do any aver? So you see that Rashi understood like this Taisus in Mecheres Taisus says, if you're matal mum b'chor, you're not allowed to eat the, you're not allowed to shech the b'chor based on that mum. That's only a chumer mederabbanan. And I'll tell you, that's not kol shetiyaf t'lecho. Kol shetiyaf t'lecho is only if the chefetz is metuaf. If the pu'ula is a pu'ula metuavus, you did something improper. If a b'chor gets a mum, sometimes a b'chor is born with a mum. Sometimes a b'chor is born and it develops a mum. There's a barbed wire fence, and the b'chor is nibbling grass near the fence. He's going to poke at his eyes. He's going to tear his lip. He's going to rip his ear. A mum will happen by itself. So, and there is a din. What if the b'chor has a mum kavua? So the din is, you're allowed to shech the chutz l'beis hamikdash. All other karbonos that get a mum kavua, you have to first be poyde. Except for b'chor and ma'isa, there's no pidyon. Pasuk said there's. There's no need for pidyon, and pidyon is not chal. You don't do pidyon on b'chor ma'isa. All the other karbonos do need a pidyon, except for b'chor ma'isa. So you can't say that you, if you are matal mum in a b'chor, you're not allowed to eat it based on that mum that you are matil. The only time, Tosfos says, the only time there's a din of the sechel kol te'ev kol she'tiyav techav ev v'at techav is if the chefze is metuav. This chefze is not metuav. There are laws about this. If a b'chor is born with a mum, or if it develops a mum by itself, so the din is that you're allowed to shech the chutz l'beis hamikdash. It's still from the chof talad matas kuna. The farmer is not allowed to keep it for himself. He has to give it away to the kohen. But it's not a chefze hametuav. So that's what Rashi understood on the Gemara. If you say that basa b'chalav is also b'achila because of the pasuk, b'sachol kol te'ev kol she'tiyav t'ilcho, you can't say, and it's only going to be also b'achila if a Jew cooked it and they did the aver, if a goat cooked it, a cotton cooked it, or it leaked in, the milk leaked in by itself, then it went. No. The din of kol she'tiyav t'ilcho only applies if the chefze is metuav. So that's what Rashi writes. If it's based on kol she'tiyav t'ilcho, even if a goy cooks it, even if a cotton cooks it, it'll also be a chefza hametuah. But being matal mum bepchor, that's an avera to be matal mum. It's based on the pasuk kol mum layihi yebo. So the simple reading of the pasuk kol mum layibo, you shouldn't be akar b'karben if it has a mum. You can't say, you're not allowed to have a mum. If a mum happens, what are you going to do? If a korban has a mum, so the Torah means kol mum, you shouldn't have a mum and you'll makar it. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, kol mum layibo, kol mum lo yahayibo. You shouldn't cause it to have a mum. If you matal mum bepchor, matal mum in a carbon, that's a oivra and aver. Gemara says you get malchus. Get malchus if you make a mum in the behemah. So to make a mum in a carbon is an aver. The gaber did an aver. We can't say the chefze hametuav. There are rules and regulations. That's called psul hamikdashim. What's the din if the carbon gets a mum kavua? So the din, normal carbon you payda, take the money, buy another carbon, and if it's par maisa, so you don't need any pidyon, just you shech the chutz lamikdash without any need for pidyon. So that's what Tosfos says, that if you matal mum bepchor, you're not allowed to eat it based on kol she'tiyav t'ilcho. That's only an asmachta midrabban. On the level of the raisa, it's not a chefze hametuav. So here Rashi gives you a whole background. The kohanim are hashudim lahatal mum bibchor, because this is one of the 24 matas kuna, and if it doesn't get a mum by itself, you can wait years and years and years till the mum is going to develop on its own. The Mishnah Mechores tells a story that there was a Roman policeman who used to, his beat was he had to walk right in front of a Jewish farm, and he always saw a certain cow. And they never, all the other cows, they made them do work, and this cow, they never did any work. So he, what, is that a holy cow? He asked the Jewish farmer, is that a holy cow? He's up there, yeah, it's a holy cow. What do you mean a holy cow? You don't believe in holy cows. They say, this is a b'chor b'ema Torah. So what are you going to do with it? He said, we don't have a base of mikdash, have to wait till it gets a mum. So why don't you make a mum? I'm not allowed to make a mum. So he says, no problem. So the goyish policeman took a knife and he made a mum. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. Is that considered as if I encouraged him to do it for me? And there's a penalty with the Rabbanon, just like if I was matal mum, I'm not allowed to eat it based on that mum. I have to wait till it develops another mum on its own. And he say, no, I didn't encourage him. What tone of voice did the farmer tell it to the, was he pleading with him? Was he implying, do me a favor, make a mum? No, he wasn't implying anything. He was just telling him the telling him the din. So the Mishnah tells all the din. So sometime you're going to have a b'chor b'hem b'tor. It'll take forever. It'll take a couple of years till it gets a mum on its own. So the Kohanim used to be Chashurim. The B'chor Be'imitar is one of the Chof Talad Matan Skuna. So if it doesn't get a mum, the Kohen can wait a couple of years till he'll be able to shech the B'chor and eat it. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, he'll bring in his carbon. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So B'zman HaZeh, the Kohanim are Chashurim L'Hatal Mum. So if a Kohen, yeah, Min HaTorah, the din is, if the carbon has a mum, if the B'chor has a mum, B'chor HaMaisa, so he can shech the Chutz L'Mikdash, if the other carbon is, So this bunch of this mikdusha yikayam, so you had to be poida, and then you take the money and you buy another car. So mikra din deraisa, you don't need a bezin to paskin that it's a mum. It has a mum kavua, you see, it has a mum kavua. So if it's a pchor maisa, you can shecht it on your own. Mid rabbanan, made a takana, you have to have a psak of a bezin. So either a bezin of shlosha hedyotis or a yochid mumcha. Either you need a very good expert, a real crackerjack, who knows has smicha, like Rabbi Bapachona had smicha, what was his name? Yat b'cheres. He had smicha, yat b'cheres, and Rab didn't get that smicha, yat b'cheres. So, so the Kohanim, when they would bring the behema to the expert, to the Yochid Mumcha, or to the Shlosha Adyotis, to Paskin, is it a Mumkavua or not? So if it would be a farmer who's a Kohen, who's coming to ask the Shaila, the Bezen Shal Shlosha Adyotis, or the Yochid Mumcha, we're not paskin for them. You're allowed to shecht the chutz l'migdush because it's a mum kavua, unless they would bring witnesses who would say that the mum happened by itself. Because if the shoyl, the one is presenting the child as a kohen, they will hashud him because it's in their interest that it should get a mum, they'll be able to get something out of it. Otherwise, they can wait years and years till it's going to develop a mum by itself. So that's what Rashi reads in the Gemara. You need two edim. Rashi has a chiddush. You need two edim to say. The whole thing is only a penalty to Rabbanan. The Aver is an Aver deraisa to be matal mum and a korban. Kol mum lo yibah lo yihayibah. And a matal mum mekotchim is like it. Fine. But the penalty that if you made the mum, you're not allowed to eat it until it gets a mum on its own, that's only in Metosis proofs and Gemara. That's only a pnasma de Rabbanan. And a Torah that's not included in lo sechul kol teyeva. So Rashi says, you need two witnesses to testify that the mum happened by itself. If the shoyal is a kohen. If the shoyl is a Yisrael or a Levi, then not nechshedu al hatolas mum bivchor. But if the one is asking the shoyl is a kohen, so he's choshed l'hatol mum, you have to have two witnesses. So Tosh says, since when? Why do you need two witnesses? If the shoyl is not a kohen, so he says, rech nem yisrael. He's believed to say on his own that the mum happened by itself. So if the shoyl is a kohen, we don't trust him, why does he need two witnesses? There should be enough one witness. It's enough one witness, so the Gemara doesn't read straight. The Gemara says, the whole machlek is Tanakamer and Shul Makarcha, whether if they have to see Ria Kachas or not, that's only in Dini Mominus, a machlek is. But by Mum, Matal Mum, and a Pchor, to say that the Mum happened by itself, even the Chachamim would agree, because the whole need for Edus is only Midirabbanim in Torah, the Kohen is Neman, Edech Nemisur. So since the whole need for Edim, two Edim to testify, is only Midirabbanim, because the Kohen Machashurim Lahatal Mum, so if they didn't see Bavasachas, one aid says, I saw it, the leg broke by itself. The other aid says, the ear got torn by itself. Each one said about a different thing at a different time. So even the Chachamim would agree that you make all over there, that the Riyah B'Zachas is good. So Tosh says, since when do you need to aid him? They said, the whole premise is incorrect. If the one who's saying over is not a leg where he says, not Nechshet, he's done his own. So if the one who's saying, is a coin, is that Nechshet, so let him get a Yisrael to happen by itself. Since when do you need to aid him? So how do you translate the words of the Gemara B'Pchor? Even the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon that the Riyah B'Zach and Zeh is good. So Tosh says, no, it goes on a Pchor that he should get Pishnaim in the Yerusha of the Father. So what are the two Edim saying? They were there when the mother gave birth. So how can it be B'Zach and Zeh? They delivered the baby. There were two doctors who delivered the baby, B'Zach and Zeh. So what does it mean? So it doesn't mean they were there when the baby was delivered. It means the father is never to say Beniza Bechor. Ator Hamina, even though it's an issue of Dini Mominis, now the father dies at the age of 120. And his children are, the Bechor is 100 years old, the father was 20 years old when he had the first child. The Bechor is 95 years old, okay. The father is 25 when he had the first child. So the Bechor is 95 years old. Then the next one is 90 years old, next one is 85, next one is 80. They all have long white beards and they all look like they're ancient and it's hard to tell who's older than whom. They all look about the same. So they're all mukhsak and all the money b'shava. Let's say they're four sons. One is 95, one is 90, one is 85, 80. So they're all mukhsak b'shava. So the father's going to say, no, this one is the b'chor. Instead of dividing in four parts, he divides in five parts and he gets 2/5. So that's, you should really need to aid him for that, to say he's entitled to get more money. It should be ha'motze mechaver all of haraya. When someone dies, the money is muchzik b'shava to the yorshim. So you see that there are four sons. They look to us, they're all about the same age. They all have long white beards. They all have gray hair. They all have great grandchildren, right? They all look adult. Nobody has any birth certificate. We talk today's about it. Nobody has any such a thing as birth certificate. So how do you establish who's older? So that's what Tosfos says. You need two Edim, or the father is Neman. The Chumash says, so the Gemara said, that's the Nemanus of Yakir. The father is believed to say, and he's entitled to get a double portion. That's what the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you need? Xeris HaKos of Beniz Zebchor, the father is Neman. We had a Tosefta and Laman Amadala from my Sheni Perikei. The whenever it's Biyodo, Erechot is Neman by Dini Maman. So Biyodo, the father, let's say, has $5 million. So, and he has four sons. One is 95, 90, 85, and 80. So, and if he wouldn't be believed to say Bnei Zebchor, so you would divide the Yerusha into four parts, and each son would get 1/4. So instead, the father wants to divide it in five parts, because you get 2/5.
That's not a chazoka.
The Gemara says it's called a chazoka. And that's a favorite Shi Gemara. It's muchzak lekulam b'shove. So if you want to take the money away from the others, you have to have two kosher edim. But the father is neman. So affecting, well, what do you need a pasuk yakir? It's biyodai. The father can make out a check. We'll divide, when the father dies, we'll divide everything in four parts. But the father knows that this son is entitled to 2/5, not 1/4. So the father will make out a check for that amount of money. What's more? The difference, 1/4. And 2/5, so the father make out a check and he'll give it to him now. When the father dies, he'll give him 1/4 like everybody else. So what he needed is Eris HaKosuv, that the father is believed to establish that he is the Bchor. The father is Duch Biyodoi. The Gemara says, you're right, La Nitzache Elo, the Nechosim, that the father will get later. The father is not on his deathbed when he says Bnei Zebchor. He tells it in public years before the father dies. So if the father says, and then the father gains a fortune of money, more money than he has now. He gains so much more money after he said, the father says it at the age of 70. And then the father dies at the age of 120. And he made a fortune of money between the age of 70 and the age of 120. So does he have the yodai to give money to the prayer on a davar shelo yodam, on the money that he didn't earn yet? So the Gemara says, well, that's a machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim, whether you can make a kinyan on a davar shelo bal yodam. Will it be chal when it will be bol ha'olam? So the Gemara says, if you hold the way we paskin la'alocha, you cannot make a kinyan on a davar shelo bal yodam, so it's not biyodo to give the son. He wants to give him the difference between 1/4 and 2/5. So now he only has so much money. Before he dies, he's going to get 10 times as much money. So that's a davar shelo bal yodam. So the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, well, they cannot make a kinyan a davar shelo bal yodam. So we understand that it's not biyodo of the father. He needed xeris hakosuv yaker. It's abchav ben asno yaker. The father is neman. But if the din would have been like Rav Meir, that you can make even a kinyan on a davar shelo bal yodam. So everything is biyodo. It's biyodo of the father. So what do you need a pasuk yaker lamali? Biyodo is a separate nemanis. So the Gemara says, no, you still need it. There's a case that even according to Rav Meir won't be good. The Gemara gives you a case. Whatever the pshat is in that Gemara. So that's a special thing. The father is them to say Bnei Zebchor. So let's say, then the father dies. And then the Eidechot comes and he says, I heard the father said this son is the Bchor, and therefore he's entitled to Pishnam. Eidechot is believed, or you need two Eidim. So Tosfos assumes a double poshut that you need two Eidim. So what if the two Edom heard it from the father at different times, but it's on the same son? Both times he said, years apart from each other, he said, this is my oldest son. And on another occasion, this is my oldest son. So if you have two Eid Echots at two different times, even the Chachamim would agree, that's what the Brisa of Ben Zukin de Bei Karna. And Karna was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, so he wrote the Toseftas, he wrote Brises, that's what he wrote. The two Edom who say that this person is the firstborn, he's entitled to a double portion, they don't have to see Bavasachas. All the Rishonim agree that you need two Edom. So there in Yishnochlin, there's a Gemara that sounds like Eidechot is believed. So the Rashbam and the Tosfos say it can't be, it must be that you have two Edom. Who be Acher? This fellow said and another person said with him. Because the Dinamamun is you need two Edom. There's a Tosfos Rid there, separate sefer, Tosfos Rid on Bava Basra, he has a long essay. He says, no, Eidechot is believed by Eidus Bechor to say that he's the Bechor. Why? So he gives you a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Tes on the base, Ishtemoy De'inu. Maybe we'll start from that tomorrow. The Tosfos Rid And Yesh Nechlin, who quotes the Gemara Yivam, Islam, Tesim, and Beis, that Ishta Maidenu, to establish that the Yavam can do Chalitza, it's enough with Eid Echud, who says, I know that he is the brother of the Nifter from the father. How do you know he's the brother of the Nifter? He comes on his own and he says. So the Gemara says, no, we have to have Hakor al Pi Eid Echud. So the Gemara says, you don't need two Eid, and one Eid is good. So the Tosfos Mit said, based on that Gemara, Eid Echud is good to establish that someone is a Bechor. The question is it a good Sushta? Tosfos clearly holds not so. Tosfos and Rashbam hold the Feirish. That to establish someone as a Bechor, you need two Eidim, because it's Mammonis, Dini Mammonis. The Tosfos Mit gives a whole reason why Eid Echud is good. So we'll start from that tomorrow.
Does easy mean like easy?